listening to the DeCesare Group Podcast. Welcome back. I'm your host, Jim DeCesare, and I'm happy you're here. Hey, if you own a small business or even thought about opening a small business, this is the podcast for you. The Kentucky Small Business Development Center provides some amazing resources for existing and potential entrepreneurs. The Kentucky SBDC in Bowling Green provides one-on-one business coaching at no cost. The center also meets the educational needs of local small business community by offering a variety of low-cost training programs taught by industry experts and qualified SBDC coaches. Here to tell us all about it is Brittany Dawson, business coach for the Kentucky SBDC. Brittany is a former co-owner of Capital Window and Door and most recently covered the Western Kentucky region as project manager in the Talent Pipeline Management Program with the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce Workforce Center. Brittany also spent 15 years in community and regional banking, serving as a branch manager, lender, and sales and service coach. Here's my conversation with Brittany Dawson. Brittany, thanks for being on the DeCesare Group Podcast. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're excited to have you here to talk about the Small Business Development Center. So tell us a bit about the mission and the main services of the SBDC here at Bowling Green.
Yeah, so the Small Business Development Center has actually been around in Bowling Green for about 18 years. We service the Brad area, which are the 10 counties that surround Warren County and Warren County, and we provide business assistance for startups and entrepreneurs. It's no cost to business owners or startups, and we exist to help them get started and expand their businesses.
So, and when you say the 10-county area, we're talking about Logan County, Simpson County, all that.
Everybody that touches Warren County.
Yeah. And you all have an affiliation with the University of Kentucky?
Yeah, so we are housed under the Martin Gatton College of Agriculture. So we're part of the SBA. Some of our funding comes through the SBA to the University of Kentucky. But the really cool thing about us being part of UK is we have access to market research that they provide through their library association. So we use IBISWorld, BizMonitor, and some other databases. We provide market research for businesses that otherwise they would pay thousands of dollars for those reports. So anybody can sign up to be a client and access those reports through me as their business coach. Mm-hmm. And we can give them industry research that's really up to date and relevant.
So if someone, anybody, any type of business that they want to start, they set up a meeting with you and then you help them. Explain the process a little bit.
Okay, yeah, sure. So when you want to become a client of the SBDC, we do have kind of an intake protocol. So we have our website is www.kentuckysbdc.com. You can go on there and do /bowling. Dash Green. Okay. I'll have to email you that link.
Yeah, we'll put the link in the show notes.
Yeah, it's kind of long. But when you go to that link, you're directly on my page for our area, and that will allow you to fill out a short intake form. It's just some personal information and info about your type of business. That then will send you to my calendar to schedule a 30-minute initial coaching session. So when we do that, we usually meet either via phone or Zoom. That allows me to do just a quick phone call and understand where you are in the process of getting started or what is your idea, what resources you really need. Are you looking for funding? Are you looking for market research? How can I connect with you? What's the best way for us to meet? After that initial coaching session, then I go out, I gather those resources, I have a direct calendar link that I'll email, and then we set up an hour-long coaching session. So typically we meet in person or via Zoom, and that's when we really dig into if you're thinking about starting a business, the feasibility of that, talk about projections, financial projections, and a business plan.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people have great ideas, but running a business is no joke.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, I've found with my entrepreneur mindset folks, they have a lot of ideas. So I often tell them getting those ideas out of their brain and onto paper, that's the most important part, to really let them see the vision kind of come to life and write that business plan.
So what are some of the most common challenges that entrepreneurs and small businesses face, especially when they're getting started?
For sure. Yeah, definitely funding. That's the number one question I have is, you know, where are the funds? How do I get funds? how do I go about applying for funds? There are a lot of great programs in all of our areas. There are some limited grant funds that exist depending on the industry. Mm-hmm. There's also a couple of programs out there locally. Community Ventures is one of the partners that we have, and they provide microloans through the SBA.
Okay.
So we partner with them a lot.
Who heads that up?
Miller Slaughter.
He's been on the podcast. I thought that was Miller.
Yeah, Miller's here locally in Bowling Green, so we work really cohesively together. And usually, you know, when a client comes in and maybe they only need $5,000 for a small piece of equipment, mm-hmm. a commercial bank is not necessarily going to be able to do that for a startup, but Community Ventures can step in and help. Okay. So that's where I analyze what's the best type of funding for the client to go after, and then how do we apply for that? And I help them get that loan package together. There's also the People's Opportunity Fund in Bowling Green. So that's for minority business owners. It is a loan fund, but it's provided through the Housing Authority. So we can refer them to that program. And there's just a lot of different variety of options out there. I had one business owner recently. We've been working together for about a year and a half, and he did not qualify for a loan. He didn't have equity to put into the loan, but I mentioned to him to think about crowdsource funding, and he was able to set up a GoFundMe account and raise almost $10,000 to get his physical location started.
Wow.
And jokingly, he told me that I was the fairy godmother of his business because I gave him that idea. And he did it all on his own. It was just like, hey, try this.
Yeah.
And he was able to work that out, which is very uncommon.
Right.
But it was
becoming more common.
Yeah, it was a great story. He has a large following in his industry, and he was really supported in the community, and he was able to get it started, and he's growing the business right now. So,
I mean, we had Landon Hampton on recently, and I know through whether or not Bowling Green, they crowdsource for the most part. You know, whenever he's on the air, he's got his QR code up there. So it's
a donation. Yeah. And we're avid followers of Landon right now.
With all the weather that we've had over the last 6 months. He's got a huge following now. Talk about, you know, you talked about financing, and I know you build relationships with mm-hmm. local banks too, mm-hmm. specifically community banks, because they have that, the ability to do things at a local level more than a national bank.
Right. Group. Yeah, for sure. So I actually spent 15 years working in the banking industry. So I kind of know the game a little bit, know the processes. So I consider myself almost the translator for the client. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes a new business owner will come in and they're a little bit fearful of the process of a business loan or any type of commercial loan. And, you know, the first thing we kind of talk about is, okay, we've got to make this make sense for the bank, whether it's a community bank or a larger bank. Your business plan is really written to them to make them have that security that they're doing a good loan and it's a good business idea that's going to be profitable. I've had clients that I had one gentleman, he came in, he had a great idea, very awesome business. His business plan was 86 pages. And I was like, yeah, I don't think any bankers are going to want to read a novel on your business. So we got to part this down a little bit. But those relationships with the lenders, they are super important to understand, you know, what's going on in the lending industry and what are those niche markets that the banks are in right now? How can they help? What makes them a little bit different? Our community banks, they're very locally minded, and they work really hard to get the deals done. Yeah. So,
decisions are made at a local level.
Absolutely.
Too.
Yes, absolutely. So they, you know, I hold those relationships really close. Now, we don't do any like direct referrals to specific banks, but what I can do is when my client says, you know, I need $10,000 or $100,000 for this project. Okay, well, here's a list of lenders that operate in that niche market. You can contact them. And then the really cool thing is when they actually apply for the loan, we can work directly with that lender to make sure that their application, their business plan, their financial projections, that's all lined out correctly. And there's really no hiccups in the process. And that's really important for the clients to understand. A lot of times it's a fearful process too. Yeah.
So, and I know funding is always an important issue, especially for startups. But, you know, before you even go after funding, you have to set the business up.
Absolutely.
So
yes.
Talk a little bit about that process, because, you know, obviously we've been through that process. Yeah. And the first time you do it, it's kind of overwhelming.
Yes. Yeah, that is. A lot of times I have clients that come in, they're like, I wish I'd known you were here 6 months ago. I went through this all on my own, or I had to figure this out. So we can help you register your business entity. We can help you decide, you know, what business entity would be best for your business structure. Really analyze the process there. I sit down with people all the time and walk them through the Secretary of State registration, how to obtain their EIN number through the IRS, how to register with the city of Bowling Green or their local entity for occupational taxes. That's something I do on a daily basis.
Yeah,
so,
fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Once you do it a couple times, it's no big deal. But the biggest change recently, the Kentucky Department of Revenue has changed their tax portal. Mm-hmm. So we have had a lot of clients.
And it was down for a little bit.
Yes. Yes, it was. We've had a lot of clients who have had a lot of questions with that. So we can help you with that. The other thing that we provide is disaster assistance through the SBA. So with all of the weather that we've had recently, we get direct communication from the SBA, and we work with those local offices for disaster relief. So if somebody has a question, if they own a business and they have a question about disaster relief, they can also contact me, and I can get them in touch with SBA.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And, of course, you mentioned the business portal, the one-stop portal that the state, I know that was originated a few years back where it's just sort of one-stop shop now.
Yeah.
Because you can do just about everything on there.
You can.
You can pay your taxes. You can, file, update your paperwork.
Yep.
Do your annual reports, all that stuff.
I just spent my week this week sending out reminders for annual reports.
Yeah,
so
I have one sitting in my inbox.
Yeah,
too.
Those are due in June.
I know. So we've got a week or two.
Yeah.
So anyhow, but. You know, and I think the whole idea for doing it that way when it was set up was to help small businesses.
Absolutely.
More than, you know, the big corporate
businesses. Streamline the process, which is great for business owners, and really have one location where they can find the answers to their questions. But it is also, it's a lot of information. So it is nice to have a coach to kind of help you be the expert and say, here, you can go here. Here's where this form is. Here's what you need to do, this process. So that's kind of where I step in and try to help out.
Do most of the people that come and visit with you and get coaching from you, are they one or two person operations, or are they bigger?
It is
a little of everything.
It is such a wide variety. We can serve a small business defined by the SBA is any business with under 500 employees.
Right.
And they've actually just changed it in manufacturing. It's under 1,500 employees. So we can serve any of those type of businesses. I would say, you know, I do have, and everything's confidential, so I can't give any specific, you know, names or anything, but I've helped people. You know, a hobbyist that has an idea to go from sole proprietor to LLC. I've helped people that have multiple locations, franchise purchases. That's a big one that I really actually enjoy doing those quite a bit. Purchasing a business from an existing business, selling a business. We do it all. Really, if you're a small business, we can help you.
That's awesome. And like I said, we'll put the little link in the show notes if anybody has any questions or wants to get in touch with you. So, I've been familiar with the organization for several years now because in my previous role in Logan County and my current role in Simpson County in economic development, we partner with you all to provide the citizens of those communities to make sure that they know that this is available for them. But I know you're having a big impact on some business growth and development, but can you talk about, without mentioning any names, some of the success stories, or if you can mention some? You know, talk about how that's helped grow the economy here in South Central Kentucky.
I get so excited talking about my clients. Like when I had my banking career, my clientele were my driver and my motivation. And in this role, it's really, for me, it's about the clients and their success and seeing them open their doors or grow their business. I actually had some friends of mine that we were friends in high school and college. And they were going to purchase a franchise. They happened upon SBDC, and it was kind of like, oh, it's you. Like, they didn't realize I was the coach. So helping them walk through the process of purchasing their franchise. And it's a retail store. And then seeing their online presence grow. They hired 10 employees, that, you know, the events that they've hosted, just all the social media splash that they've done. And it's kind of a children-based business. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you little hints without saying.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've got to take my daughter in there and let her shop. And just seeing them have that success, that is like just – I'm like a mom proud of those little businesses. And then my one gentleman that did the crowdsourcing for his business, he actually called me the fairy godmother of his business. I was like, I need a t-shirt. I want that on in print.
Yeah.
And then, you know, even food trucks, that's a huge request that we have. And we've got the food truck park coming down to downtown Bowling Green.
At the
so
Fringe.
Yeah. So that's going to be really exciting. And we've got some classes for restaurant owners that we're offering online this summer, and they're with an expert, Ann Shadle. She's out of Louisville, and one of those is a food truck class. So I've been really promoting that to people that want to get started in food truck industry.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, there's so many things that I've seen happen that I'm so proud of.
And,
you know, we ask our clients if they're comfortable to sign a waiver so we can share those stories, and we send them out to our stakeholders, and we have a newsletter that comes out, and we share a lot on our Facebook page, our LinkedIn pages. So follow us on there and you can kind of see what's going on throughout the state too.
Right.
So I'm here in Bowling Green and the surrounding counties, but we have over 20 offices in the state of Kentucky.
Okay.
And the really cool thing is when you work with me, it's not just me as your coach. We have experts in other industries out there in the state that I can refer to them too.
So you have partners you work
with.
If you don't know something, you'll find
absolutely,
it out.
Absolutely, yes. They are on speed dial most of the time. So,
can you share any statistics about, like, you know, what kind of numbers you're getting as far as helping new businesses start and thrive?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I probably can't quote those right off the top of my head for this year, but I know some of our 24 stats. So in our 10-county area, we actually measure economic impact with our clients. So what we do, it's kind of a unique process that we actually ask our clients to testify, and they sign a form that says, okay, I'm working with my business coach, this amount of dollars was achieved in economic impact. So last year, we had about 5.6 million in our region. So
wow.
That 10 counties overall. I know I served over 250 clients. And that's just me.
Yeah.
That's all Warren County and the surrounding counties. And we measure client hours. We measure jobs impacted. You know, how many jobs were we able to create or make? And that's all numbers that come directly from our clients. And they sign off on that economic impact form. So that's a really important process for us to know, hey, it's not just Brittany saying she did this amount of work. This is directly from what the client said.
And so if you have a $5.6 million economic impact, obviously that turns over and grows
more. Investment's
helping
huge.
250 clients. So you got at least 250 jobs
right
there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so it's a pretty awesome to know that there's a resource out there for a person that may have that great idea and they just, you know, are struggling to figure out how to get
absolutely
started. You know, and that's the toughest part is, you know, what do I do?
Well, and I tell people all the time, I'm kind of your business therapist. You know, if you're frustrated and you need to come into my office and sit down and just say, I don't know what to do. That's what I'm there for. And the other really important thing, I may have mentioned this, but all of our services are at no cost. So the clients that sign up, they're not paying a coaching fee. The services I provide, you know, you can hire a business coach. Mm-hmm. You're going to pay thousands of dollars for it.
Right.
But through the SBDC, that's provided at no cost, thanks to our stakeholders and the counties and economic development.
And of course, the University of Kentucky
absolutely
and others as well.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, it's great because it pays for itself. It really
absolutely
does at the end of the day.
Yep.
I mean, if new jobs are being created, then it's working.
Yeah.
Right. So a new and aspiring business owner is ready to get started. We've talked about how they can utilize the resources available through SBDC. Is there anything that you want to add about how they should get in touch with you? Maybe some of the things that they need to get ready for before they talk to you? Run through that real quick.
Yeah. One of the greatest things that somebody that has a business idea can really do, we've been utilizing AI in our business planning. We are kind of, our state, Kentucky, was one of the early adopters of AI, and The America's SBDC is actually providing a Google AI University to us as coaches. So we have ongoing training about how to use AI in our jobs and how to help business owners utilize it and train them. But I like to have people have a rough draft of their business plan. Even if it's just an outline, if they come in and they've got their ideas jotted down, that gets us started in really developing that business plan. We also utilize, it's called Live Plan, it's business planning software, and they get a free membership to that when they sign up for coaching. The really cool thing about Live Plan is that they have that rough draft created. We can pop it into the software. It also uses AI and market research, so it can pull industry data and put it into their business plan. It's up to the minute for me to see as they work on it. So we can work in it together at the same time, even if we're in different locations. And in doing that, that really will allow us to have a head start on their business plan, which is so important. I think to me, the business plan is their game plan for the business. That's their playbook of how they're going to run the business. And then it leads to lending usually. So yeah. If they're seeking financing, they're going to have that business plan to turn into the bank.
Yeah, and you know, and having that business plan, you know, outlining how you're going to make money.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a key factor.
Losing money is not a good.
No, we don't. We want to see cash flow for sure.
Cash flow is important. So, talk about some of the. I know you talked about the Google AI program, but talk about some of the other upcoming initiatives and programs the SBDC is excited to offer to the Bowling Green and South Central Kentucky business community.
Yeah, so our website, which I mentioned, we're going to pop that in the chat, but the website is www.kentuckysbdc.com. All of our webinars and training are listed on there.
Okay.
Anything that's upcoming, and they're all no cost, again. Right. We do have the restaurant training. I mentioned there's three sessions of that this summer and through the fall. There is a small fee associated with it because we do have an industry expert coming on. That's a big one. There's going to be a focus on catering and food trucks. We also have two ongoing trainings, Start Smart and Fund Smart, that are really great for people who are thinking they want to start a business. Those are held every week. They can sign up. I think they're later in the evening, so people that are working full-time jobs, they can register. Those are on the website. Here in our area, I'm actually going to be going out to Metcalf County to their farmers market in June 20th, and I'm going to set up there and just have time to talk to the business owners at the farmers market. And then we're going to do like a mini Start Smart and Fund Smart at their library after that.
Awesome.
So we're going to be providing those services in Metcalf County, and then come out to Simpson County once a month. We have office hours there every second Tuesday of the month.
That's right.
Yeah, so we can get you signed up for those. Any other trainings that if there's other counties that are interested in talking to me about that. We do have at the WKU Innovation Campus, we have a summit, a small business summit in the fall. It's in November. So we're planning for that right now.
This will be the second year?
Third year, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. We've grown, we've gone from about, I think, 75 participants to, we think, about 150.
Yeah,
so
it was well attended last
year. Yeah, it's really growing. So we're planning that right now. We do have also a Strong Community, Strong Coffee Hour once a month at the campus. And we partner with Community Ventures and the Women's Business Center to bring in speakers in that are entrepreneurs to that. So in June, I believe I'm not going to know the date off the top of my head, but in June, it's going to be Bree Stevens with Bree Stevens or B Stevens HR. So she's an HR consultant. July, we're going to have Rob with Kelly Schroeder. He's at the Innovation Campus there. So he's going to be talking about AI and technology and business.
We've had him on the podcast.
Yeah. So he's coming out to talk to us. And those are always really informative, and you get to actually ask questions, network. It's a great, great event that we do.
That's awesome. Going back to the webinars, can people go back and look at past webinars?
Yeah, we have tons of recorded webinars on our training page on the website. And those, we did a lot of online training during COVID. So those are all archived on there. There's all kinds of like Google Analytics, social media, HR, marketing, really great topics on there that are relevant still today.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then, mentioning the other, the counties that partner with y'all. For those that aren't partnering, partner with SBDC.
Thanks for the plug.
we want everybody, involved in this, whether it's your local chamber of commerce or your economic development arm or your community or both.
Yeah.
In some cases. But, it's important because this is a great service that you provide. And anything that I left out that I didn't ask you that maybe we've covered a lot of ground here.
Oh, gosh. I think we've covered a lot. So, yeah, it's really – coaching is so individualized. It's that's part of what I love about it. It's every day is a little bit of a different story and a different challenge to overcome. I'm always open to new lenders. Hit me up. We'll have coffee. I'll tell you about the program. You know, getting to know people in the community. Any attorneys, CPAs – you know, local resource providers. I like to be a connector for those insurance agents. So anybody with, you know, interested in just...
Wait, you got to have insurance?
Yeah. Oh, we forgot to mention that.
Yeah, we did forget to talk about insurance. It is
That's
important.
One of the things on your checklist. That's true. Yeah. But we do have those relationships that we can help you get set up with insurance if you need to.
Yeah. Everybody's got to have it.
That's true.
And you mentioned that, you know, some of your webinars are in the evening because people work.
Yeah.
Do you find a lot of your clients already have full-time jobs and, you know, they're turning their side hustle into a business?
Absolutely.
Now?
Yeah. They're usually trying to transition somehow. Yeah. A lot of retirees, honestly. So we have a lot of folks that they're retiring from their first career and they're still ready to start up a second career. And they've had a great business idea kind of on the back burner for a while and they want to make it happen. I love helping those folks. I actually had one of my high school teachers come in and she's right in that cusp.
Well, talk about a full circle.
I know.
There.
She was like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "What are you doing?" So I love working with people that I know from just the community.
The teacher becomes the student.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but that's been a really fun relationship to see develop too. So, but yeah, anybody that's looking to just see if it's feasible to start up a business, I'd encourage you to contact me. You know, maybe now's not the right time. You know, we have those conversations too. But we can help you outline what it is you need to get started and what that timeline looks like.
Fantastic. Well, Brittany, thanks for being on the DeCesare Group podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
Thanks again to Brittany Dawson from the Small Business Development Center for joining us this week on the DeCesare Group podcast. And thank you for listening. Hey, if you like what you hear, share it with a friend. And don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave us a review and share your feedback with us as well. You can also follow the DeCesare Group podcast on all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, X, and YouTube. And you can subscribe to our weekly newsletter, Soke Economic Development and Business News, by going to our website, thedecesaregroup.com. The DeCesare Group podcast is produced by the DeCesare Group, a public relations and consulting firm based in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Our engineer and audio coach is Justin DeCesare, with content contributions from Brooke Mattingly. The DeCesare Group podcast is written and researched by Amy DeCesare. I'm Jim DeCesare, inviting you to join us again next time for the DeCesare Group podcast.